News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
5 years of the NCT, 26 million full tests carried out in that time. We're joined by Brendan Walsh, Chief Operating Officer of the Road Safety Authority. Brendan, thanks for joining us. We have a load of questions in from our listeners. Can we run through them very quickly, if that's okay?
Let's go.
Yep. The percentage of road accidents caused by mechanical defects is under 1%. The requirement to test 10-year-old cars every year instead of every second year caused the delays seems to be a revenue-raising measure with no safety rationale. The backlog stems from this requirement. Respond, please.
Okay, first of all, there is no backlog in the NCT. National waiting time at the moment is below 12 days for the national average. In relation to the 1% of vehicles, I'd like to see where that data came from. And what I would say is that's probably an absolute testament to the NCT, because when it was introduced 25 years ago, unfortunately, we had almost four times as many people die on the roads as we do today, although every life that's lost is a tragedy. But it is something that we think that the NCT has been a very, very important part of the levers that we pull in relation to keeping our roads safe. So,
okay. All right.
We've reviewed that one.
All right, Brendan, can the RSA explain why cars are being failed in the NCT for a small amount of harmless CV joint grease, even when it's not dripping, leaking or dangerous, when their own RSA manual says a major defect should only apply if it affects safety or the environment? If this is a misclassification, what would the RSA's policy be?
So I can speak with this one with some expertise. I am a former mechanic and engineer, and what I can tell you is if you have grease leaking out of your CV joint, the CV joint will fail because you are no longer lubricating it. And if it is passing the seals that are designed to keep that grease in, it will fail very soon.
Okay, fair enough. If the NCT is genuinely about car safety, why is it that my test is delayed for a few months? Say it's due in March and I can't get a test until June. The new disc reverts to the original test month the following year. So basically, he or she has to get tested the following March, not in 12 months' time, in June. That is a bugbear we've heard from a number of listeners.
What I would say in that one, yes, the NCT has had problems. I mean, the waiting time at times was up at over 30 days. It's down, as I've referenced, below 12 days. I mean, for example, in Dublin, you can get a test on Font Hill and Dean's Grange within the next week, as an example. But what I will say is that there should be no reason why somebody's waiting anything like 6 months, because even when at the height of the challenges we had over the last couple of years, we operated a priority list where people would get a test within 28 days of asking.
Okay, fair enough. And that's genuine. But Brendan, I suppose the question is, why not go from 12 months from the date that you actually have the NCT?
Okay, well, I'd say to that is we follow international best practice, and all countries in Europe would actually do that. They actually have an anniversary date for the NCT. But remember, if you are waiting, if you're bringing your vehicle in 4 months later for an NCT, it means your vehicle is 4 months late for an NCT.
Is there a suspicion that people will gild the lily a little bit and wait a couple of months, and then in the hope that, you know, they'll get a couple of free months basically, and then it'll be 12 months from that date rather than.
That may be what people think, but that is not what we do. As you know, once the vehicle is tested.
No, I'm not saying that's what you do. I'm saying I'm wondering, are you worried that's what people might do if it was 12 months on from the date?
If it is what they do, I would like to use the opportunity to say that that is not the case.
Okay. I had my NCT eventually in August. The car passed with an expiry date of October 2025. Surely if it passed, it should have been given a year. So that's the same point. The RSA have been backlogging retests in favour of first-time tests in order to make the figures look good. Retests are supposed to take 6 weeks. This person has been waiting since the 12th of June.
I would say that question is in relation to my other area, which is driver testing. I wouldn't say it's in the NCT. You can get an NCT within 11 days. And I was not aware of anyone waiting 6 weeks.
You're right. I'm sure it is. Okay. Yeah. All right. What's the message to people this morning about 25 years of the NCT?
The NCT has been one of the most successful mechanisms that we've deployed in the state in relation to road safety. It provides the customers with a minimum standard. It should not be the target, but it is the minimum standard of a vehicle operating on our roads. And what I would say, particularly at this time of the year, is please check your tyre tread depth. The number one fail item in the NCT and in our sister service, the CVRT, is tyre defects and tyres worn. Yes, the minimum legal standard is 1.6 millimetres, but every manufacturer will tell you that the safety systems operating on your vehicle will start to degrade once the tire tread depth below 3%, or 3 mils. So I really ask people to get their tires checked, particularly at this time of the year with wet leaves on the ground.
Okay, Brendan Walsh, Chief Operating Officer of the Road Safety Authority, thanks for joining us and thank you for answering those questions.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.